want to quickly go over the end of yesterday. If you have the Rambam, okay? We went over the Rambam yesterday. We end up saying the Rambam has two shitot. Okay? So we saw how the Ran and the Beis Yosef understood the Rambam. How did the Ran and the Beis Yosef understand the Rambam? What is the only shofar that is kosher according to the Rambam? We read it in Parak Aleph Halakha Aleph yesterday. What is the only shofar that is kosher according to the Ran and how the Kesef Mishnah understood the Rambam? What is the only shofar that's kosher? Yeah? An ayil kafaf. Where did the Ran and the Kesef Mishnah explain where the Rambam get this from? That the Ravid said that he frees Amidotav, that the Rambam is an extremist here. As Rambam is always known as Mr. Golden Median Path, right? The median. No! Here he's extreme. The only way you can be yotze in the mitzvah of a shofar is with an ayil kafuf, a bent over ayil. Where did the Kesef Mishnah and where did the Ran say he got this from? And what's problematic with it? Read it inside. Please, Mr. Rawson, please read on. Narrow. Read it. Yeah, the Rambam on you. Oh, I can't pick on you yet. Go ahead. Mr. Rawson, please read the Rambam. Perak Aleph, Halacha, Aleph, and Hilchot Shofar. What did he say? Let's read it quickly inside again. You have it?
Yeah.
Loud and clear, go ahead.
The Rambam,
please. Kol ha-shofarot, right, is what? Psulim chutz mikaren ha-kemes. So what is the problem with the formulation that we said according to the Kesef Mishnah and according to the Ran within what the Ran formulated? What did he say? Chutz mi Karen Kevis. What word did he not say? Kevis, we're saying, is identical to Nile, just the difference of a baby or a little older. What word did he not say? Kafuf. It should have said chutz mi Karen Abriut. Chutz mi Karen Kevis a Kafuf. So what does the Beit Yosef and the Ran, how do they understand the Rambam? It's from, they learned it from Rabbi Levi, but more than that, it's Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah, when Rabbi Yehuda says Scharim, what does he mean? Anytime it says Scharim, what does it mean? That is the paradigm of Scharim Kfufim. Okay? It's Scharim Kfufim. And therefore, when he gets it from the mixture of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Levi, that the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Yehuda holds on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is what? Of Scharim. What does that mean? So Rabbi Levi is just modifying that and saying, you know what that is? Scharim Kfufim. Okay? What part of that is Shver? Number one is, he doesn't say that, but that's fine. That's his model, that Scharim is that way. But again, Tosfot, one of the bigger questions he had said is what? Mitzvah. Rabbi Levi had said the language of mitzvah, bikfufim, right? Everyone, we focus and we beat out the tarbukus, right? The drums, right? Mitzvah, bikfufim. Okay, so obviously the Rambam didn't feel that mitzvah is the chachil as much as many times in Shas. Mitzvah means the chachil. He feels that that is even b'diyed. What'd you say? Run by Rabbi Vo. How would he learn Rabbi Vo? Exactly. How does he learn Rabbi Vo? Did the Kesef Mishnah bring up Rabbi Vo? No, right? They both didn't bring up Rabbi Vo. Okay? But he takes Rabbi Vo, according to this, he takes Rabbi Vo literally, right? you would say, Rabbo, also Lama Tokim Vishal Ayo. And he would think that Ayo is the, again, Ayo is the paradigm of Ayo Kaft. That was the Shita of the Beis Yosef. Okay? The Ran himself did not like that was the Shita of the Beis Yosef explaining the Ran. The Ran himself didn't like that. Why didn't the Ran like that? Yeah? Right? The Ran didn't like it because he felt, was it just for a little bit? What was the Ran's major piece? He said, what is the major issue? Major issue is kafu for pasha, not the actual animal. The animal itself was gavda. Right? Don't worry, we'll get the air in a couple minutes. Going back to the first thing. Right. So that's why the Ran didn't like it. The Ran didn't like it because he said it's all about that. Good. What did the Yom Trua? What was the second Shita? What did the Yom Trua say that we saw yesterday? The Yom Trua was medayik within the Rambam beautifully. Okay. What did he say? What? Because it says chutz mi keren hakeres. And therefore, what does he say? What is the major piece that you can only have an aisle? Is kafuf b'di'evit? No, kafuf is. Where does he get that from? From a Rav Levi. Mitzvah b'kafuf. So the kafuf part is lechatchila. Where does he get that ayil is what? Is ma'akev, that you need an ayil. Two places, says the Yom Trua, Rav Moshe ben Chabib. Number one, Mr. Feeman, where does he get it from? The Rav Bo, there in Dachet Zayin, that said what? That said, that we bring Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you bring a korban Omer on Pesach. You bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuot, you bring the water libations on Sukkot to get brachos. And also, what? You should know Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Saint Malchiot Zechor B'Shofar with the Shofar, Lama Tokim Bisha Ayot, to remember Akedat Yitzchak. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains the Rambam, how the Yom Trua understands the Rambam. That's mocking. You need an aisle. You need an aisle. Okay? Now, how do you not learn like that? How do you disagree with that? One of the bigger issues, some of the quick issues there, how would you not say that? That sounds beautiful. It says, Chutz mikeren hakeves. It doesn't say the word kaf. The Yom Trua sounds pretty right. Sounds pretty meduyak within the Rambam. One of the problems is, right. One of the problems with that is, number one, if you looked at the parish of Mishnayis and the Rambam, according to Rabbi Yehuda said that Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are not the same. Rabbi Yehuda said it's not the same. That was the Tanakhama. So you saw in the Parish Mishnayos that he clearly says in Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda that way, but rather it's Kfufim and Ayil Kfuf. I mean, the Parish Mishnayos sounded much more like what the Beis Yosef said, how the Ran explained it. How do you understand the Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not like the Yom Trua. He seemed to be a good piece. How did the Ran understand? How did the Ran understand the Lama Tokim B'Shal Ayil? In the Daftet Zayin. How did the Ran understand that? How did the Ran understand it? Mr. Naram, how did the Ran understand Daftet Zayin? How did the Ran understand it? The Ran understood it what? No. How did he understand it? He understood that as a mitzvah min amufra. He says that really, ideally, the Ran had understood it, that it's really, ideally, it's bekufim. But then what happened? He says that it's a minhag to do what? Like an ayil, to remember what? To remember Akedat Yitzchak. Once the minhag to do Akedat Yitzchak happened, it became a mitzvah min hamufchar. Therefore, we saw the Ran and the Ritva held at least three levels. The three levels, which we concluded with yesterday, was that you have a mitzvah min hamufchar of an ayil kafuf. This is all on the board also. Then we have second level of kafuf. The third level is all shofar or ksherim chutz min hapara. And the keren, that's one bone. So we have a machlokas between the Ran and Ritva on one hand, the Rambam, two ways of understanding the Rambam. I ask you to see Halacha L'maisa, open up Tav Kuf Pei Vav, Sif Aleph,
We're not going to get into the tour now, who brings up a different breakdown. And he says, Tovkuf Tevav Sif Aleph, Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, Mitzvato Mishal Ayol V'Kafuf. Ubidiyeved Kol HaShofarot Sherim Ben Pshutim Ben Kufim. Umitzvah Ben Kufim Yoter Ben Pshutim. And he says the Paraz Pasuk, V'Chol Gavim, etc., etc. So what is the Shulchan Aruch saying over here? What is he saying? Who is he passing like? Not clear. Rosen, how do you understand the Shulchan Aruch? What? You didn't look at it. Show first the Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, Jesse, what do you say?
You got that. The Shulchan Aruch says that I have come first into the Tiva.
Okay, I don't come forth, says Jesse, is Lechachila. Then?
Yeah, it is a kosher word. Kosher or kosher.
Good.
And a kosher is either para or an as an etzem.
Good. What's the problem with your formulation? You skipped one step. You forgot one word, which says mitzvah b'kfufim yoter b'pshutim. You forgot that one. It says that.
What does that imply when you say Lechachila and Yeah?
But he had said before, the Lechachila of an Ayel Kafa.
Yeah, isn't that still implied?
How does it imply it?
Because if you know Lechachila, I guess Lechachila is only Ayel Kafa.
So then what's the difference between mitzvah, so Mishal Ayel Kafa, and mitzvah, b'kfufim yoter b'pshutim?
I guess b'diyev is Kafa, or b'shutim is Kafa.
I lost something. B'diyev is clear. It's clear according to the Shulchan Aruch is b'diyev. Okay, that we have. I'm going to start erasing. Right? B'diyev is clear. What's ambiguous within this Shulchan Aruch? What's not clear? What do you got?
I guess there's a choice between...
It says mitzvaso b'kfufim and also mitzvaso ayel kafuf, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
What?
It says
mitzvah both by kafah, but also says mitzvah by ayah kafah.
But it says something different about the second word.
What does it say?
Yeah, it's
a little better.
It's like the rock.
Mitzvah bekfufim yoter mipshutim.
Why is it
you can say you make true mitzvah by what's not as good as what is the best way to do it?
Listen to Karish. Karish is saying good jewels. Why is he using the word mitzvah twice? What's he trying to teach me over here? Everyone see the how it's not clear within what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about? Oh, does he say that? Would be nice if he said that, no? Mr. Brewer is going to deal with this problem. Mr. Brewer is quoting from the Taz that's dealing with this problem, right, Benish? Would have been very, very good if he would have said mitzvah min hamufchar. You know, you know why it would have been very good? Because we find other places in the Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Kriyat Shema, for example, that he brings down mitzvah min hamufchar li paleel kivasikin. He uses the language mitzvah min hamufchar. So it would have been nice if he would have said mitzvah min hamufchar over here. I mean, we have different levels. Then we have three levels, like the Ron said. He should have said mitzvah min hamufchar eats, mitzvah y, and then b'diavad z or z. You know, I like saying z. Sounds cultured. Now, yeah, what do we got? What's going on here within this Shulchan Aruch? So, what do you got? How did the Taz explain this Shulchan Aruch? What is he trying to say? Who is the Taz? The Turei Zahav. One of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. I'll give you the exact name after Shir. That I just don't remember exactly his name. Don't have it here. So how does he explain? What do we got? How does he explain the Shulchan Aruch? How does the Taz and the Mishnah explain? So what's he saying? So, we had said it's more like the Ran, right? When he says mitzvah b'kfufim, what's he coming to teach me when he says mitzvah b'kfufim? I could have thought, when I first read the Shulchan Aruch, Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah mitzvaso b'shalayel v'kafuf, what do I think it means? The only way I could do it is with ayel and kafuf. Meaning, sound familiar? That's how the Beis Yosef himself learned the Rambam.
That's how he learned the Rambam. Therefore, I could have thought that. Right? Comes the Shulchan Aruch to say, Lav Davka, this is what the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Hay. Lav Davka Ayot. Ela Afilu Bishar Beimot V'chayot Gamkin Kafuf Odiv Mi Pasha. Other animals. Okay? And he's quoting, like we saw, the Rit for the Ran, this idea. And then he continues and says, Finea Mechaber, like we had talked about outside in Shir, is what? What if I'm on this deserted island? We said, I'm just going to say briefly again, I have a Yal Pasher or a Yal Kafuf for an Ayal Pasher. Which one should I choose? According to this? A Ayal Pashut or a Yal Kafuf. So now, according to what he says, through the three levels, the only time it's mitzvah min hamufchar is when it's an ayol kafuf. But if not, that's what the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch was saying, mitzvah bikfufim yoter bikshutim, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah said. Be'an mechaber salsam lo bi'er ayol pashut kafuf mishar minim izim in adif achim maskanas rova poskim the malat kafuf adif, and therefore in his damilo sheyal kafuf v'shachem as pashut itakeh. Vishel Yelim, the Kaf of Tikkun Rabban, and the Tikkun Rabban, the Simon, etc., etc. Correct. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know. Why did he should have, it would have been nice if he said the word Mitzvah Mukhar. It's true. The Torah has a different formulation, and he brings it even the apostle part. But it seems to be, he is saying, do not think that we pass him purely like the Rambam is. I, the Beis Yosef, understood the Rambam. Do not think that. But rather what? We pass him these three levels, and we saw the Nafkamina Lahalacha. Before I take a question, I gave you an article from Rav Kook, just to finish up part one of this year. Part one, which took around an hour and a half. The article from Shofarot, the Rav Kook, in the Churba gave in the early 1930s as Hitler was coming to power, Yimach Shemo, and he quotes our sugya. And he quotes our sugya, and the one other piece that you saw in the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes the Ran. There's one other paragraph that we saw that the other shofar that is puzzled is a shofar of a behemah tmeah. The Ran brings down. And there's a comparison to tefillin, that in tefillin you can't use the or of a behemah tmeah. So do the shofar, even though the comparison is a little questionable, that is what's brought down the halakha. Explains Rav Kook, and we'll do this for 3 minutes, but it's a really beautiful idea. If you've seen it already, it's very good chazara. And it's good to remember when we get to Rosh Hashanah. We get to that day in the eschatological era, we will blow the shofar gadol. According from Yeshayahu. We also say the tefillah, as Rav Kook, what is a shofar gadol business? We know a shofar gadol shel geula in the redemption. Navawa navi ulitkiyat shofar gadol. We daven for the shofar gadol. Gadol daven. Explains Rav Kook what we just saw, the different layers of what I would call a dry halacha. Right? What is lechachil? What's b'diyev? What's mitzvah mufkar? Rav Kook says this is what's called Torah Eretz Yisrael. Takes it on a very much a hashkafa level, and he explains ki madregot shonot yesh b'shofar shagula, talking about where vayah Hashem lemelech hakol aretz vayom ahu yeh Hashem echad. What's going to be v'alum moshim eretz yom? What's going to be in the times of the Mashiach? He said you should know there are different levels of shofar shagula. Yesh shofar gadol. There's going to be a shofar gadol. There's going to be a shofar beinoni ragil. There's a middle, or natural way which he's going to explain. And then there's a shofar katan. Big, small, and medium. What is he talking about? Shofarot shel Mashiach nimshal al shofar kepshuta. The shofar of Mashiach is compared to a shofar. To the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. And he goes over the sugya, which we just learned. Halacha kovat b'shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. Three levels. Number one. Shofar, shel Rosh Hashanah mitzvato b'shel ayo. He says the mitzvah is ayo. He doesn't break up the levels like we did, but you get the idea. Shofar, shel Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is with an ayo. The second level, b'diyevet kol ha-shofarot k'sherim. Third level, shofar mi behemah tmeah, and also shofar mi behemot avodah zarah v'goy are possible. But, the halacha brings down, if you blow from them, you are yotzei yedei chovato. Mutar l'tkoh b'chol shofar, Shehu imein shofar kasher v'vad. But in that case, shaloi barechal. Even though the shofar beigat tmeyah is a puzzle of shofar, if you blow it, you're yotzeif, you can't make a bracha. Explain to Rav Cook, what's the message of the shofar Shor Hashanah that is parallel of the shofar of the Geula? Ma'ul amito shel davar shofar shel Geula. Explain to Rav Cook in the third to last paragraph on the first page, page 268. V'shem shofar shel Mashiach anu mitkavenim lehitorut ulitchifat ha-goremet letchiyato ulgulato shel Am Yisrael. When we talk about the shofar of the Mashiach, it's not any type of voodoo, but rather it's talking about the resuscitation of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and the redemption of Am Yisrael. Hitorutzu, this awakening, is the tkiyah hamikabetzet ta'ovdim v'anidachim v'amivyotim lahar ha-kodesh v'shalayim. It's the blowing that everyone will realize that Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael. Haya haitav Yisrael, second to last paragraph. Bizmanim shonim. However, we know there are different types of people. There are different types of people in Am Yisrael, and different people hit different types of chords, and they're at different levels. Second to last paragraph. Hayah haitav Yisrael bizmanim shonim yeshla gam kayosh v'chalakim v'yichidim Yisrael hitorut v'ratzon shemekrom v'tbushah. There are some people that are very religious, that are ensourced and penetrated with beautiful kedusha, be'emunah chazakah b'shem u'b'torah, full emunah within the Ribbono Shalom, and learning Torah, learning kedushat Yisrael to that Torah. Their whole identity is with Am Yisrael, is with Torah and mitzvot, and they want to be what we call an Eved Hashem, to fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem, which is gulat Yisrael Shleima, like I mentioned this morning, not only for yourself, but Am Yisrael should see and fulfill its mission. Zehu ha-shofar gadol, v'amulah. The greatest shofar gadol, tikav shofar gadol, is that we should all get to that level. Ratzon am, li'ga'el mitocha ratzon an'ale l'maleh, tzudatom ha-gadolah, she'inu mitenet li'tmaleh bi'oto golev aluf. The idea that we should not be exiled, we should not have pogroms, but rather, we should be developed, we should have a high level that everyone's seeing the kedusha of Am Yisrael, Be'eretz Yisrael. However, there are people that are not religious Zionists that way, the full picture, but rather, Yesh Ratzon, second, the last paragraph on the first page, Yesh Ratzon HaKadosh Nechalash. There are some people that are not feeling the kedusha, they're not wearing a kippah. They're not connected to Torah. They're not connected to the Talmud Bavli. They're not even connected to Tanakh. That was for you, Ross. Aval nishar lefachot hateva anoshi yabari. But they're still what? Naturally healthy. Shegamu mikorov kedusha, which has its root and its source in kedusha. Veteva anoshi barizen mecholel ritzon tivi pashut beumah. But you still have a natural sense, which is what? I don't want to live on foreign soil. I'm part of the Am. Ritzon tivi pashut beumah lakim et shultanam baratzah. I want to be able to be part of my nation, living in her nation. Baratzah. I turn the page. Lakum lishtachrer lichyot chayei chofesh pshutim kechol amim. To be able to live like all other nations. Ratzon tivi zeh mitoch hargasha leumit tivit. This natural, nationalistic natural is manifested itself in the shofar beinoni ragil, which is not the shofar gadol, but it's still kosher. The diem is kosher, even though mitzvah berishon of the kedusha of the shofar gadol is much better. But the beinoni ragil, the diem, and all the shofar ksherim. The third and final one, I think Rav Cook is talking about literally when Hitler Yimach Shemo gets up with power. This is when he's giving this drasha right there in the Chorva. It's unbelievable. Ulam yesh gam dargah shlishit v'shofar shel Mashiach. Third to last paragraph. Vav himakpila l'shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. That's called the shofar katan. The shofar katan is something we don't want. It's possible. What does that mean, shofar katan? It's by force. Think about French jury. Shetokim bo behechach. Get out. We don't like you Jews. In shofar kasher v'nimtzah. Im afsay l'avut ha-kodesh. We don't have the kedusha. We don't want. We're very happy in foreign soil. In gamar gashay no shi lo mitivit ratzon shachayim lo umichvor gam him afsu. They lost it. In ef shalit ko b'shofar kasher l'gula. If you do not see either the shofar gadol or the shofar beinoni, Hashem will what? Will bring you the shofar be'imat me'ah. He'll bring you that shofar katan. He'll come the enemies of Am Yisrael. Whether it's the Hitler, it's the Amalek. Okay? Of our days, it's the ISIS of our days, to be able to say,
Listen to the Tokim Ba'atel Gula or Iran, whatever it is. Hey, Machrichim Otanu Lishmoa Kol Shofar. They force us to hear the Kol Shofar. And the idea is what? Umi Shelo Shama Kol Shofar Rishon. Even if you don't hear the Shofar Gadol, at least this one, even if you don't hear the Kol Shofar Sheni, the concept of the Zionism or the nationalism that's going on, he's for sure going to hear the call of the Behemat Tmeyah. And therefore, even if you're Yotza Yidei Chova, there we don't make a bracha. There we don't make a bracha, because if it's a klala like Iran or ISIS that comes in the Varchin Alav, Anu Mitpalalim, we finish off Rav Kook's Chorva speech that he says in Tavshin Hey. Tavshin Chet was 1940, that can't be right. The Anu Mitpalalim, Shelo Yivyenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ol Yidei Shmiyat HaShofar HaPasul VaTamei VaFalchinu. We don't want to hear what we're forced, and that's Rabbi Fast is always Nefesh B'Nefesh speech. Is the difference between the United States Aliyah and the French one. I'm sure you probably heard it in Eitan's Aliyah speeches, that by France they're being forced, but we have the golden Medina in the United States, but you guys are choosing to come. That's this speech. Right? He's just copying what Rav Kook said. Anu mitpalalim shelo yivyenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ol Yidei Shmiyat HaShofar HaPasul VaTamei VaKochenu V'af LaShofar HaPashut. Not even, we don't want even the Beinoni. But rather, we want the shofar gadol chirutenu, the shofar that comes from the kedusha. Ad kan yesterday's sugya. Any questions on what we did till now from yesterday? Good. Now everyone can wake up and stand up if you're tired. Okay. I ask you now, please, everyone, turn to Chavon Mubet. We are starting the next part of the sugya, which is connected to a lot of things that we've done. I told you that today we're going to start at least with one of them, if not. Two of the ideas where we said, we started off the sugya to say that we blow the shofar many times. We blow the shofar many times. We blow the shofar on when else? On Rosh Hashanah, on Ta'anit, on the end of Yom Kippur, on Yovel, a lot of different times. What else? Can't hear you. Milchama. Okay? And what we wanted to know is what? What is the essence? And that's what a lot of these first couple lot are saying is what? What is the essence? What are they the same? Are they different? Okay? So today we're starting now to do, right, after finishing the what is the Chachil or B'dieved, obviously it's a continuation of this sugya, is what? We want to start understanding what is the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. And within this Mishnah, we saw machloket between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, what I just erased. Which is what? The Tanna Kamma said, what was the narrow? About the shofar of Rosh Hashanah? What type of shofar should you have? You should have a Yal Pashut. We just talked about whether it's Daf Yal or not. Okay? But the Tanna Kamma that said by a shofar that we're talking today, shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the idea is hopefully you're going to walk out of today and tomorrow's shir knowing that there are four opinions, four shittot about the how you understand. What is the ethos, what's the essence, what's the tamsit of the shofar shel Rosh Hashanah? Okay, that's the plan of action for today and the beginning of tomorrow. Okay? That's the plan. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah. So the Tanna Kamma had said it should be a Ya'al Pashut. And what did Rabbi Yehuda say was the narrow? Schar, Na'ayim. And Rabbi Levi had said, you should know that that's Kfufim, right? Rabbi Levi had added that that's Kfufim, right? He also said that about Yovel. Good. Then at the end of the Gemara, we had said, B'mai K'mifugi. Okay? We had said, B'mai K'mifugi. Everyone please look at the end of that Gemara, Dav Chav Bogum Beis. I said that we read it very, very rachuchi, which is in Hebrew, which means very soft. Right? Very superficially. Now we're going to read a lot more B'iyun. Please, let's start that. Okay, go ahead. Start reading for me, Mr. Rappaport. You read a lot yesterday, Rappaport. Your parents are, you were already on the hot seat. Mr. Bain, Schreiber! Go ahead! Schreiber, go ahead! Okay, so everyone knows that there's a Girsa issue at the end, and we'll get back to that now for today. Okay, today we're going to talk about the first part of the other Girsas. What do we got? So what's the machlokas between them? My Kamitsuki, what's the machlokas over here? What do you got? Who's the Mar Saber? Which one holds what?
So Mar Saber, so Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Levi hold that Rosh Hashanah, you are Kamadikai, attracted to their knowledge should be bent.
The better bent you are, correct? Okay.
The second opinion is that and then the keyboard you should be straight. But and then the second Mar Sabar is in Rosh Hashanah.
Right, we're focusing today just on Rosh Hashanah.
Correct. On Rosh Hashanah, you should be straight.
Okay, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah today, right? My focus will be the Kaf first Pashat. Now, let's read it inside and be a little more careful. Okay? Kaf of Beis on the bottom. Good. Marasavar be Rosh Hashanah kama de kayif inish da'atei tve. Let's read it. What does he say there? The Gemara. Right? Let's read the words. Mar Sabar, read it to me, please, Mr. Schreiber.
Mar Sabar, Rosh Hashanah, Kama Dekayev, Inish, Da'ateh,
Kama Dekayev, Inish, Da'ateh, good.
Tfei Malach.
Good. And what does he say? Mar Sabar.
Mar Sabar, Rosh Hashanah, Kama Dekayev, Inish, Da'ateh, Tfei Malach.
Good. Now explain to me. Kama Poshit, Inish,
Date,
Tve Malach. Good. Explain to me in English what these words mean.
So,
Marasavar Rosh Hashanah, Kama the Kaya Inish.
So, the more bent a person's thought is,
the better it is. Okay, good. Now, what does this have to do at all with what we're talking about?
It has to do with where do you get your opinion that says that you have to have a show of profit.
Okay. So, what is it talking about?
I'm saying just like on Rosh Hashanah you should be bent in your thoughts, so too you should use a bent shofar.
Okay, that's how I would say it also. That somehow it's more important that your thoughts should be bent on Rosh Hashanah, and the other one says that it's better your thoughts should be straightforward on Rosh Hashanah. Let's figure out what that means, right? So I asked you, on this we have to understand, and I asked you to see the first sheet that we're going to understand of Rosh Hashanah was Rashi sheet. Okay? And I gave you a lot of different Rashis to look at. Let's look at the Rashis that you're looking at right now. We're going to call Rashi and Tosa sheet. Okay, let's read the Rashis. Go ahead. What does Rashi say? Good. Come. Then he's going to talk about Yovel now, which I'm going to ask you not to read now, just for brevity sense. What does he say, and what word does he not bring down here?
Okay.
Did anybody see that? Does everybody see it now? Rashi, when quoting this Gemara, okay, and the Rashash points this out, and the Tosas Yontif points this out, all the Achronim bring out from Rashi, he leaves out this word, Da'ateh, the thoughts. Okay? Rashi leaves out the thoughts. I will tell you that there's a way to understand what Rashi says, even with the thoughts. I'll quote to you afterwards. But Rashi leaves out the word da'ateh. So what does Rashi come to tell me now? Why do I need either a bent shofar or a straight shofar? What is he telling me?
It's like in your tefillah, you're supposed to be bent.
It's like in your tefillah. Where is he quoting from?
He's quoting from Malachim.
He's quoting the pasuk from Malachim Aleph Perek Tet. Good. But what else? What Gemara is he quoting from also? Right, we have a Gemara Yevamos on Kuf Hei Amud Beis, which I asked you to look at. But there's a machlokas there. But what's the machlokas? That Rashi's not quoting. What's he saying? Well, you did, because you just read it. Rashi is quoting that Gemara in machlokas. That's why I want you to look it up. Rashi is quoting that Gemara in Yevamos. Two opinions in the Gemara. One opinion says what? Like you just read, and we're going back to the Rashi. We've pointed out that he took out the word da'ateh. We'll show the significance in a second. Kam with the kaya finish. What does Rashi say? Bit filato. Panav kfushim la'aretz tfei adiv. What is Rashi telling me? Put your head down when what?
You should bend over.
Anything about da'ateh?
No.
Rashi's telling me the opinion of one of the Tanayim in the Gemara Nevamos. I don't remember by heart if it was Rav Shimon or Rebbe, something like that.
No.
I don't remember by heart. That what? He's telling me that what? That your face should be bent down. Panav, right? Kafuf la'aretz. When you're davening, how should you be davening? You shouldn't be looking up. You should be looking down. Right? All these pictures, we have people looking up. According to this opinion, the Gemara Bava says wrong. You should be looking down. Okay, that's one opinion. And then what's the other opinion in the next Rashi? Guy, Mr. Schreiber, the next one. Come on. Stop right there. What does he say?
So he says that you should be straight because.
Because the pasuk misal v'aveinu el kapayim, which is referring to what?
To
lift up your hearts to kapayim.
To Hashem.
Right, to Hashem. That doesn't say that, right? It says kapayim. What does kapayim mean?
Yeah.
Your hands. Why did anybody look up the pasuk? Yeah, what did it say? Why does it say your hands?
El
what?
El
Hashem. Right. It says Hashem. Why is it called kapayim? So one of the perushim is that the clouds are like the hands also. Okay? That's one of the perushim. There's a lot of other perushim. So the bottom line is, what are you doing? It's straight. So what is the question we have? What is Rashi coming to do here, Mr. Banish? What's Rashi coming to do here? That's true, but I'm not following. We're having a machlokas whether on Rosh Hashanah I should have a bent shofar or I should have a straight shofar. Rashi then tells me, you should know, there's a Gemara Yevamah who said how to daven, whether you straight or bent. Well, it's a non sequitur. What's the connection? Ma'inyan Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai. What is he talking about? How? What? Where? I'm talking about now whether I need a bent shofar or a straight shofar. Now you're telling me how people daven. Very nice. I'm talking about the mitzvah shofar. Well, you can mean it. Who said it? Where? Right here, now. Where does he get... That's the answer, Mr. Tucker. Let's feel it. Good. So what is he telling me? He's giving me the answer to my question. He's answering my question. My question is, why does a shofar have to be bent or straight? So then he starts telling me about davening, which sounds to be not connected at all. Okay, no. That's a Maseches Brachos sugya. Why is it here? Answer is Mr. Banish. Rashi tells me. What is the first opinion? What is the essence of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah? It's tefillah. Shofar. We have different types of tefillah. Now you're going to learn at least that there are three types of tefillah that I know. Probably there are many other types of tefillah. I mean, there are many, many different subcategories. What are the three types of tefillah that I'm thinking about? Right? We're going to say number one through your mouth, through your words, pet. What's another one? Okay, so again, that was a different level. Sa'aka, shira, I'm not talking about those. Okay? Number one is going to be pet. Okay. That could be fine also. Kimbali, we'll get to that. What else is there? Through, okay. Korban. Right? It's been combed. Right, when the Shama Parim Sifatina, right, the Korban comes instead of the pet. And now comes what? Now comes Rashi and says shofar. Right? Comes shofar according to Rashi and says, you know what the mitzvah of shofar is? The mitzvah of shofar is not like the mitzvah of matzah. The mitzvah of matzah is eating matzah. You know what the mitzvah of shofar is? It's a manifestation, it's a kli of tefillah. That's what it is. And that's why it's not just that the rabbis were bored in the Beis Medrash in Babel and said, you know what? Should it be bent? Should it be straight? Who cares? Answers Rashi, I'll tell you why who cares. Because shofar is a vehicle of tefillah. Therefore Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yevamos. It says we have a fundamental machlokas in Tanaim in the proper way of davening. Should you be bent over or should you be straight up? So therefore, since shofar is a vehicle of tefillah, that's what the machlokes is emanating from. I asked you to see many sources this way, that this is Rashi explaining his shita in many places. Rashi, I asked you to see the Rashi. Go back to Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph that we started last week. Everybody remember David HaMelech? What did David HaMelech say? I told you I was going to get back to this Rashi. Right, we had a whole discussion whether a power is called a shofar or not called a shofar. Right? And Rabbi Yossi had said what? It is called a shofar. How do I know? Pasuk in Tehillim Samach Tet that said Batita Bashem Mi Shor Parim Shor Lama Parim Par Lama Shor. Rather, it's called a shofar. We said, what does that mean? Without even looking at this Gemara, we looked at the context of the Pesukim, and what did it say? It was David HaMelech talking about his inner expressions and tefillot and his hilulim and how he's davening to Hashem. And then it says, "Batita Hashem mi shor par." Simple pshat of the pasuk in Tehillim is what? My tefillah is better than the korban, the shor and the par. My tefillah with my words are better than what? Are better than the korban. Look at Rashi now again on Daf Chav Vav Min Aleph, which I mentioned to you very, very quickly last week. What does it say over there on Daf Chav Vav? Rashi Dibur Masa Batita Blashem. What does he say? Batita Blashem Tfilati Mi Shofar. Okay. Now we had mentioned that what? That it's saying my tefillah is better than what? Either it could be from shofar that you would think means. Okay, my tefillah is better than the mitzvah of shofar. We had mentioned that it might not even be the mema yitaron, but it could be the mema makor. My tefillah is better than the what? Than the tefillah that emanates from the shofar. Okay? Because Rashi understands what is shofar? Tefillah. Furthermore, I asked you to see, when we had mentioned it, about the second reason, in kategor, nase sanegor. What does Rashi say? Is it, the Gemara says that it's only a problem mibifnim. So what did the Gemara ask Mr. Rappaport? Isn't shofar mibachutz? Isn't shofar mibachutz? So why is it a problem of the power being in kategor, nase sanegor? What did the Gemara answer? Kavan dilezikaron hu kilifnim dami. Everyone see that inside of Daf Chavav that I asked you to see? What does that mean? Since it's for a Zecher. What Zecher? Maybe for Akedat Yitzchak, maybe for something else. Most of you thought that Zecher was for Akedat Yitzchak. That's what the Tori Evan talked about. I didn't ask you to see that. But what is it Zecher? We didn't go over it. I went it again, very superficially when we learned it, because I knew I was going to get back to it today. What does it mean? Kavan de lezikaron hu kilifnim dami. Can anybody help me what that means? You could do it to anywhere, and therefore what? Inside what? Oh. We said that in kategor nasa sanegor is only a problem mibifnim. What does mibifnim mean? Inside of what? Kodesh Kadosh. Explains Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, the Beis Halevi, the great grandfather of the Rav. Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik that lived from 1903 to 1993. His great-grandfather, the Beis Halevi, explained that that's the pshat in this Gemara. There's a halacha in the Rambam, in Hilchot Tefillah, that says you need kavana. It's one of the five dvarim that are ma'akvim b'tefillah. It's kavana. What type of kavana? That's Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. Chamisha dvarim ma'akvim et ha'tefillah. One of them is kavana talev. Explains the Rambam. What type of kavana do you need? The Rambam says as follows: Ketzad in Halacha Tet Vav and Tet Zayin Kavanat Alev Ketzad Kol Tefillah Sheinu BeKavanah Ina Tefillah, etc. Therefore, Ketzad Ya Kavanah Halacha Tet Zayin Sheyifane El Libo Mikol Machshavot. Listen to the language. VeYirae Atzmo Ki Ilu Hu Omeid Lifnei Hashchina. That's Halacha number one. That's number one in your Machshava. But it's more than that. The tefillah, you have to be omei lifnei Hashem, i.e. kilifnim dami. Furthermore, in Perek Hei, in tefillah, halachot, gimel and dalet, what do you do? Many of you learned this halacha when you were learning, when you were davening, whether you were davening in Frisch, or in Crown, or in Denver, or in TABC. Did I miss other places? SAR. DRS. There it is. All good, all good. In Rabbi Engel Shul. Each one different. that says what? Halacha Gimel. Nocha HaMikdash. Ketzad, what do you do? If you're in Chutz La'aretz, where are you supposed to be having your attention to? You're facing towards Eretz Yisrael and you're davening. How you omeid be'Eretz Yisrael, what are you supposed to be doing? Keneged Yerushalayim. How you omeid be'Yerushalayim, where are you supposed to be? Keneged HaMikdash. Meaning, this halacha says that it's as if what? You have to be kilifnim dami. Kilifnim dami. That it's not that when it says kivun zikaron, who kilifnim dami? What is shofar? Shofar is an expression of tefillah. We pointed out already in the halacha, when do we blow shofar, guys? When do we blow shofar? Right? When do we blow shofar? Keep any way to keep you awake over here. Right? When? During tefillah, siman tav kuf, sadik bet, in the halacha, brings down that when do we blow shofar? During tefillah. Anybody ever think about that? That's weird. Till this day, you probably didn't think about it, or when we mentioned it earlier. Do I eat matzah in the middle of tefillah? Hey, it's Pesach! Let's go eat matzah in the middle of davening. Right? It's a great thing. It's Pesach, mitzvah yom, mitzvah asei d'oraita. Eat matzah during the meal. So it makes sense to their shofar do a different time. We should have blown shofar. When should you blow shofar? During the drasha. During the drasha. 30, right? Why am I doing it during tefillah? Tav kuf tzadik bet. Listen to the language. Machzir ashat tefillah v'tokin al seder abrachot l'malchiyot. When do we do it? We do it during tefillah. So why is this not a hefsek? Why is it not a hefsek? The answer is, it's because it's a tefillah, and I can continue giving you more and more and more proofs, and I will give you one or two more proofs very quickly, and then we're going to go to the next shita. Okay? Yeah. That what? Yeah, yeah. Good, good. Very good. You hear what Mr. What is Zecher? Kevon de la Zikaronu. Kevon de la Zikaronu kilifnim dami. What does Zecher mean? What does la Zikaron mean? The Zikaron, it's tough. As I said, it sounds like Zecher Akidat Yitzchak. So I define Kilifnim Dami very clearly. It's as if you're the Kodesh Kadoshim, because that's the definition of Tefillah. You've been Omei Lifnei Hashem. Ask Mr. Beinish, what is what? Ask Mr. Beinish, what is the Zikaron? Everyone open up the Gemara, please. Turn the daf, please. Second. Also the fourth parak. But even before you get to the fourth parak, get to Daf Chav Ches Min Aleph. We can get to the fourth parak in a second. What does it say? It says where we're going to talk about now the sugya of mitzvos tzrichos kavana. The sugya is mitzvos tzrichos kavana, or doesn't need tzrichos kavana. The Gemara has an opinion that says mitzvos einan tzrichot kavana. And therefore what? It says hatoke amar rava. After saying that I eat matzah without kavana, I eat matzah without kavana. They force me to eat the matzah without kavana. I am yotze. That's what Abu Adishmuel shalchole Abu Adishmuel kafu v'achol matzah yotze. The Gemara says kafu man. Who's forcing you? The Gemara says could be forcing. Is it a shade? It's not a shade. The Gemara says that Rav Ashi says kafu the Parsi. The non-Jews forced you to eat the matzah, even though you didn't have kavana, you're yotze. Amar Rava, last three lines. So that means I don't have to have kavana, just like by matzah, I don't have to have kavana for shofar. Gemara says, I would have thought that there's a distinction. Mao the same, but there, the mitzvah is what? To eat matzah. Did I eat matzah? Yes. Turn the page, Chav Ches Im Beis. What does it say over there? Hacha Zichron Truaksiv. Here to use the language of Zichron. Zichron. What about Zichron? That's what I asked you to see now. Chav Tesam Abeis. Chav Tesam Abeis. Chav Tesam Abeis, and we'll bring these two together. We know that there are two psukim. What are the two psukim? One is Yom Trua Yelachem, and the other one is Zichron Trua Yelachem. The Mishnah says that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, in the Mikdash you blow the shofar outside of the Mikdash, You don't blow the shofar until the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana. Ask the Gemara Menon Emili. From where do I know? Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama, Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Katuv Echad Omer. Right? Where do I know that you do not blow Tkiyat Shofar outside of the Mikdash? Amar Rav Levi Bar Chama, Rav Chim Bar Chanina. Because there's a Stirum Psukim. One pasuk says what in Parshas Emor, "Vachodesh Hashvi'i bechol chodesh yilchem Shabbaton zichron truat mikra kodesh," and the other pasuk says what, "Vachodesh Hashvi'i bechol chodesh mikra kodesh yilchem." This is in Parshas Pinchas, "Komalachet avodolo tasu yom truat yilchem," which sounds like you have to blow on Rosh Hashanah b'shofar. So what's going on? Right, the other one is zichron truat, which sounds like what? Just mention the psukim. Doesn't mean you have to actually blow the shofar. Gemara says, Lokasha. You know what the difference is? One is talking about on Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, Chal Yom B'Shabbos. The other one is, and therefore it's Yom Trua. You tell me. Yom Tov Shechal Yom B'Chol. In the Yom Tov Shechal Yom B'Chol, what's that referring to? That's the Yom Trua, where you actually blow the shofar. Versus the Zichron Trua. What is Zichron Trua referring to? Just remembering it, because what is it? Because it fell out in Shabbos. And it's outside of the Mikdash. So seemingly now I have a beautiful answer. Why one thing is called Zichron Trua. To tell me when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you do not what? You don't blow the shofar outside of the Mikdash. You know what the problem is? That's not the Maskana of the Gemara. Amar Rava Imidor Aisei. If the Torah says you shouldn't blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, so how do you blow it in the Mikdash? In Kedem Mikdash, how do you blow it? Furthermore, it says, Halav Malachi, etc., etc. Therefore, the Gemara gives a whole different answer. The reason why you don't blow the Mikdash is because of the Gzeira of Rabbah, of Shema Yavi Renu Dal Amos Vashus Rabbah. As for salvation, I got a big problem now. I'm back to my Stira. What do you do with what? You have Yom Trua Yelachem, and you have Zichron Trua Yelachem. How are you going to answer? What is the issue of Zichron Trua teaching? Answers Rav Soloveitchik. Everyone with me in the question?
We just said, what do you have? One pasuk says Yom Trua Yelachem. And the other one says what? Zichron Trua. So the Gemara assumed, right? The Gemara assumed that what? One was an actual blowing, and the other one Zichron Psukim. So they thought it was a contradiction. Do you blow or you don't blow? One's a pasuk in Emor, the other one's a pasuk in Pinchas. The Gemara's answer is what? One is Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yom Shabbos, and that's where, outside of the Mikdash, you don't blow the shofar, and that's the Zichron. Versus Rosh Hashanah that falls out on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, you don't call Thursday, Friday. What? Then you actually blow it. Problem is, Rava asks two questions on the Gemara, and therefore, it gives a whole other reason why the Rosh Hashanah that falls out on a weekday, you don't blow. On Shabbos, you don't blow. Why don't you blow? Zero of Rabbah. Maybe you're going to carry the shofar for Amos to the expo. So now we're back to what? Understanding what is Zichron Trua. Why the difference in these psukim? To answer up, therefore, what I'm going to answer up now is to understand this, number one. Number two, Mr. Banish's question. When the Gemara used the language of Zikaron, what does it mean? Okay? What does it mean when it says Zikaron? And finally, just to answer it up also, because the Gemara brought up the Zikaron in the sugya of mitzvot, srichot, kavana, or not. Right, what we just saw on Chav Ches. Right, according to Matzah, it said that once you ate it, it's fine. But here, what happened? You don't need, by that there, here by shofar, what do you need, it says? Even if by matzah you don't need kavana, here you do need kavana because of zikaron. What's going on? Explains our salvation to answer up all of these things that you'll see, and we'll learn it. It's a steer on the Rambam, which I asked you to see. The steer on the Rambam is that the Rambam, or a simple steer on the Rambam, is that the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, Perek Bet, whatever I wrote in the Mar Makomos, Perek Bet Halacha Dalit. If you have a minute just to turn to it, Perek Bet Halacha Dalit says, "Hamitasek b'tkiyat shofar lamei lo yatzai de chovato, v'chin hashomea mitasek lo yatzai."
נתכוון שומר לצי ידי חובתו ולא נתכוון התוקע להוציאו, או שנתכוון התוקע להוציאו ולא נתכוון השומר לצי לא יוצא ידי חובתו. You need the person to have kavana who is blowing, and the person who's listening also needs to have kavana. Ad sheyitkaven hashomer umashmia, meaning perek bet halacha dalet in Hilchot Shofar, the Rambam says mitzvot tzrichot kavana. If you turn to Hilchot Chametz Matzah, perek vav, based on the Gemara that we just did, and we're going to do this in Meretz Hashem on Wednesday morning. Now that we're starting in here, we'll do this sugya a little bit be'iun. Okay, in perek vav. The Rambam says in Perek Vav of Hilchot Chametz u'Matzah Halacha Gimel, if I eat matzah without kavana, that the goyim came and forced me, or bandits came to force me to eat it, what is he going to say? Yotze or not yotze? Yotze. Yotze yidei chovatov. Asks all the nosei kelim on the Rambam. The Rambam is contradicting himself. On by Hilchot matzah, what does he say? Mitzvos. Do you need kavana? Lo tzrichot kavana, therefore you're yotzei. Verses in Shofar, where did he say? Tzrichot kavana. We're going to see a lot of different answers in Meretz Hashem on Wednesday, and we'll repeat this answer also. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, a beautiful answer, which we answer up everything that we just talked about to Misakein Shitas Rashi. Which is what? That, like we learned earlier today, and we learned first on, that the Rambam holds is true. There are mitzvot that tzrichot kavana, and there are mitzvot that ino tzrichot kavana. The Rambam felt that what? Just like when you have a kavana, we said again, matzah. What is matzah? The pulat, the mitzvah is eating. What's the kiyum? Eating. So there you ate. Therefore mitzvot and tzrichot kavana. However, if the kiyum mitzvah is balev, like tefillah, in that case, mitzvot tzrichot kavana. So too over here. Shofar, like we've said till now, what do we just say within Shitas Rashi? What is shofar? Shofar is tefillah. Therefore, even if you want to say mitzvot, inan tzrichot kavana, that's what? That's when the pulata mitzvah and the kiyum are one and the same. But if I have a mitzvah and the kiyum is different, like the kiyum balev, for sure that all I have is the balev. By tefillah, all I have is the balev. So therefore, mitzvot tzrichot kavana. That is true by tefillah, and that is also true by shofar. That's why even if by the matzah case, where the pula and the kiyum are the same, so therefore you don't need kavana. But where the whole essence of the mitzvah, the kiyum of the mitzvah is balev, there the Rambam is going to say it's kavana. And that's the zichron trua. The zichron trua here, the zichron over here, the zichron, all of these are telling me what? It's zichron balev. It's the concept of what? Of the kiyum balev. It's not the actual blowing. But what? It's that you have this kiyat shofar balev. So the kitzur will be answered with many, many, because there's also a sheet, there's a sheet, Tosos clearly says in Masechet Pesachim, Dibra Maschel Matkif, where he compares tefillah and kiyat shofar, that you need kavana yetera, based on our sugya. Again, another comparison, that tefillah, the first opinion of tefillah is what? Is that you have a tefillah of peh, you have a tefillah of korban, you also have a tefillah of shofar, which answers up. Okay, Rav Soloveitchik said why there's one pasuk called Yom Truah Yelachem, but the message of Zichron Truah is to teach me that you have a kiyum balev, that that's what the essence of shofar is of tefillah. Did anybody get to the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Daled? Nobody got there. Okay, so tomorrow we will do the next three shitot. We will do the Rambam, the Ramban, the Radak, the Marsha. And we'll see the other shitot of Shofar Rashan. Go.
Are we going to explain the Yirsa?
Yes. Thank you. So the idea, just to be very clear, according, meaning we could, I can explain the Yirsa even, first of all, again, take one step back. The shofar being tefillah, you can even explain the Yirsa of Da'ate. With Da'ate, that's how the Shemi Shmuel explains. The Hegyoni Halacha brings down from the Shemi Shmuel that you can even explain the Girsa that shofar is tefillah with the Girsa of Da'ate, even though Rashi takes it out and Tosfos takes it out. Okay? He'll say that, what's the machloket? The machloket is whether it's called, do you need kafuf when it comes to Da'at, is what? Is you being mevatel your Da'at to Hashem. This is what the Shemi Shmuel says. Which means, let's say you don't fully understand what's going on, but you realize, you know what? You're mortal. Okay, you don't really understand the plan of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Lo machshavotai machshavoteichem. Therefore, you mevatel your da'at to Hashem. versus pashut da'ato, that is what? That is to be able to be marchid your da'at, to be able to make sure that you are not ina ama ores, you're a shamayim, to be able to properly understand what it means to be mitpalel Hashem through knowledge. Okay, that's how the Shem Yishmol explains pashut versus kafuf, okay, within da'at. Why did Rashi, just to be clear, maybe I didn't say that clearly, why did Rashi take out da'at tank? Because what Rashi said here is not about your da'at. What Rashi's saying is, I'm learning that shofar is an act of tefillah. Where did I learn that from? From the physical stance, not my da'at, but the physical stance. That's what the Gemara Yevamos was saying. How does one daven? Do you daven face down kafuf, or do you daven erect pashut? And we had said, Ma'inyan Shmita Yitzhar Sinai, we explained that this first opinion that shofar of Rosh Hashanah is tefillah, and I will give you one other deal which my brother-in-law told me, I think I told it to you beforehand, I'll just say it to you now that I remember now also, that what? We had talked about blowing shofar on all of Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Elul, Chodesh Elul. When do we blow shofar all of Chodesh Elul and Rosh Chodesh Elul? When do we blow it?
After that.
Good. If you look at the Ramah, not like I said, if you look at the Ramah, he says the words Achar HaTfilah. Why does he say Achar HaTfilah? It's within the Tfilah. My brother-in-law said, beautiful, I think that's Pshat. He's contrasting the shofar of all of Chodesh Elul with the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. The shofar of all of Chodesh Elul is not shofar Shel Tfilah. But it's rather, what is it? What's the whole purpose of shofar of El, of all of El? To wake you up. Right? I would say it's of tshuva. See, Dafka says, Achara tefillah. Why? To contrast what to what? What Rosh Hashanah is. What is shofar of Rosh Hashanah? Like we said today, tefillah. We'll continue tomorrow. Yep.
So the first
time.
Yep. You read the...